Hello, and thank you for calling BSB Leasing and BSB Capital Access. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. The following are menu options.
Dialing.
Vicki Shimkus. Good afternoon, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I was just reaching out to confirm the rate that was approved for Falcone Brothers and Associates.
Okay.
You just shot me an email and let me know I could reach out to you if I had some questions.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you need the application number?
Nope. I was just opening up the email from Ron, and then let me pull the deal up here.
Awesome. So in opening up the approval, I saw that it was approved for rate chart 2A. And so I'm referring to something that says, I guess it's a rate sheet that's dated 1/5/16. Is that the most up-to-date rate sheet that you guys have? I just wanted to make sure it was accurate.
Yeah, no, it's not. We have some from last month. Well, actually, I guess it's now September. Like, last month. At the end of September, I can email that chart over to you because that'll have,
okay,
like, the first only and all of that stuff on it. So let me shoot that to you. And that's going to be the most recent.
Okay. My supervisor sent this to me when I started in, like, December of last year. And I was like, this, you know,
okay,
there might be something more up-to-date than this. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I will shoot that. Oh, here. I'm going to send you the regular rate sheet, and then we have something called Thin to Win, and then another one. But that way you'll have all three.
Okay.
Rate sheets, but you'll get it off the standard.
Okay.
Rate.
And then with the rate sheet, there's, like, at least with the one I'm looking at, the first page says, like, application only rate factors. And then it kind of breaks down, like, $5,000 to $50,000 dollar residual or EFA, and then $5,000 to $50,000 10% PUT residual.
Uh-huh.
What does that stand for?
Oh, put residual, it's called, PUT stands for purchase upon termination. So
oh,
it means,
okay,
they will purchase it for a guaranteed price of 10% of the original purchase price.
Okay.
So sometimes we offer that. I think since this is, it looks like it might have some titled equipment maybe, where, they do it as an EFA typically on these hard asset type transactions.
Okay. So the put residual is purchase upon termination, and you said that that was just 10% off of the original sales price?
Right. So if the,
okay,
equipment cost was $50,000, they could buy it at the end for $5,000. And then there's actually a document that they sign that says, I will purchase it for this amount.
Okay. Awesome. I'm just looking at my email to see if you sent that over. Okay. I do have it. So there's the 5% prepaid sheet, and then the rates as of 9/21/2016. Oh, yeah, this is much different than what I was looking at before.
Yeah, it'll look a little,
okay,
different when you did them. But, I mean, the rates didn't really change a bunch. We just added a couple of different rates and tried to, like,
gotcha,
try to streamline it a little bit. Now, something to note, this is a working capital deal, so he won't have to actually pay us a first payment, we'll deduct,
right,
it from the amount we're going to pay him. Okay, just make sure that you do that. I know some of the, that's a little bit different than other transactions. So that, and there is a, I don't think they put it on here, there's a 1% transaction fee as well, an additional,
okay,
doc fee.
1%.
It looks like Ron didn't put that on the approval.
Okay, I wrote that down so I can
okay,
relay that information to our rep. And then in looking at the rate chart for 2A,
mm-hmm,
am I looking at the first one then? Oh, no, it's the second one because it's the amounts between 50 and 99,000, right?
Right, exactly. So that you'll get that, and then you'll look at for first only, not the regular 1+1. So you'll want the first only rates.
First
and so
only
that,
rates.
I think that's probably on the second page. Yeah, so the second page,
that's what it looks like.
One only app only rates is what you're going to look at.
Okay. And since it's a 36-month term, I just wanted to confirm it's the rate that reads
0.035 23. I'm just looking across here.
I'm looking in the
0.35 23. Correct. Yeah, okay. It's 0.35 23. Sorry, I was like, where am I looking on my sheet here? So yeah, that's correct. So that's 2A 36 months, dollar out one only.
Okay. Awesome. And then we have 8 points up to this. No. Or eight points commission for us. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Awesome. And then it's helpful, right, too, that you guys have the email contacts there. So when we need to get the, in the future for like vendor approval and things like that, I'll know who to email moving forward.
Perfect. Yeah. And then let me know if you need anything else. Is there anything, do you have any other questions or?
So I noticed that with the asset, it lists like, 1, 2, 3 different pieces of equipment. Are you guys looking for titled information for each piece then?
Right. So what we'll need for each of those three pieces is a use condition report
okay.
And then pictures. If any of those are titled, I don't know if any of those are titled.
I don't think they are. It's yellow iron.
Yeah, so... Right, exactly. So they'll just need the pictures and the condition report. They'll want hours, so just to make sure the condition report has the hours. And then they will not dock it until we have the equipment approved, just because of this type of transaction, because we need to make sure we have the right value.
Okay.
That's the only thing that will hold up ordering docks, typically. On the standard deal, we wouldn't hold up docks for that. But
okay.
This is dependent on their value. They will ask for that prior to docking.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Thank you for your time. Thank you for explaining all this to me.
No problem. If you need anything else, that's what I'm here for.
All right. Thanks, Vicky. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.